So while I drink my coffee, you can relax and I will give some more information how to do this meditation, right? And we will continue talking then at 4 o'clock, or after 4, to round up our afternoon session. I will give another discourse, and there will be also time tomorrow, so slowly I hope all of us will be able to digest. As I always keep on emphasizing, this meditation is actually very simple. It is only difficult to practice because our minds are so complicated. Meditation is explained, I will now use today and tomorrow, and especially in Veracruz, I will use all kinds of skillful means to explain this meditation. But now I will use the most simple method in accordance to what we find in Visuddhimagga, the path of purification. If you have interest about the theory, and not much theory is really necessary for this meditation, you can then consult the Visuddhimagga, the path of purification. There is a Chinese translation also, which is not bad, but sometimes confusing. So, according to the Visuddhimagga, and not only Visuddhimagga, you will find the same principle in the Chishulun. This meditation, the first step in this meditation is the counting of the breath. We have already explained. The purpose of the counting of the breath, you should be very clear about it, is to establish the mind on the object. This meditation is also called the Smrtyupasthana. Smrtyupasthana means establishing the mindfulness. Smrti is mindfulness, or memory. In Chinese also, in English they translate the Nian as memory. But actually the original meaning of Nian is Smrti, which means memory. Why memory? Very important to understand. When we say mindfulness, this aspect is sometimes not very clear. It is called memory because only when we establish our mind firmly on the object, we will remember that object. Please be clear about it. When our mind is wandering like the wild geese, our friends in the park, then we will not remember clearly what objects we are overflying. Only when we are firmly established in our perception, in our feeling, in our differentiation, we will be able to remember the object we are feeling, we are perceiving, we are differentiating. Most of us have deficiency of memory because of the deficiency of the mindfulness of being established in one's feeling, one's perception, and one's differentiations. Because we are not established in what we are doing right now, therefore we don't remember it. And our mind goes somewhere else. So the frustration in the world is of doing one thing and thinking another thing, and feeling another thing, and perceiving another thing. This is the source of our frustrations. When you meditate, You will be more and more aware of it. When you don't meditate, you will think that this is a natural condition. But the tragedy of our, especially of us modern men, is that we don't know what is natural. When we know what is natural, we will be very inspired and very determined to meditate. But because we don't know what is natural, we don't have no interest in meditation and have interest in all other things which make our mind scattered. Because our mind is scattered, we even don't remember what we have been doing yesterday, not to speak what we have been doing 1 year, 2 years, 3 years ago. Now, in ancient societies, especially India, where the meditation was part of the education, the important part of education was precisely to put things into memory. In China also, even your grandfathers, they had to learn Shu by heart. This was the main content of the education. If you did not learn it by heart, no question of discussing about it, no question of explaining it. First you learn by heart, then you try to understand it. This was the ancient education. This was also Buddhist education. In the old times, we speak about the wisdom of hearing. The wisdom of hearing is that you retain these things that you have heard in the memory, because you listen to them very carefully. Only then you can contemplate them clearly and realize them in meditation. So the purpose of counting the breath is to remember the object of your feeling, of your perception, of your differentiation very clearly. If you meditate on breath, the object of all your feelings, all your perceptions, all your differentiations have to be connected with a long or short in-breath and out-breath. Only like this, if you meditate, you will be able to get the real benefit from this meditation. Otherwise not. If you count the breath and are concerned with other feelings, other perceptions, other differentiations, then you will not get into meditation. And you will not be able to remember clearly what you are doing. So you will find yourself doing other things, thinking about other things, thinking about what is to be done tomorrow, what you have done yesterday, what you have done 1 year ago. If the meditation goes better, you will be able to remember what you have done even in your childhood. And you will lose the object of meditation. The Anapana Sutta, which is the main source of our information on this meditation, says that one who is not mindful and aware of the breath, he is not practicing the meditation on the breath. To be able to practice the meditation of the breath, you have to stay with the object. Whatever other feelings, whatever other perceptions may come in the body and outside the body, and whatever other differentiations may arise, they have to arise together with the in-breath and out-breath. You can never lose that object. You always have to remember that object very clearly. Only Like this you will be able to get into this meditation. And to get into this meditation means that whatever you will experience with the breath. If you can do it in meditation, eventually you will be able to do it also in daily life. As I have told you, the breath, experiencing the breath is connected with experiencing the body and the mind, and the body and the mind is all of our experience. Because we don't experience it clearly, we are deluded about the nature of our experience. And because we are deluded about the nature of our experience, our mind is perverted. The perverted mind is the cause of wrong attention. Because we do not pay attention properly to what we are doing and what we have to do, therefore we are experiencing all kinds of crazy conditionings. Jumping here, jumping there, without being aware what we are doing. So you should be very clear that the purpose of the first step of this meditation, counting of the breath, is to become established on the object. This meditation is called Smriti Upasthana. Upasthana means establishing. When you are established on the object of your feeling, of your perception, of your differentiation, you are meditating. If you are not established, you are not meditating. You are dreaming. And most of us, unfortunately, spend their life in dreams. And they imagine all kinds of crazy things, thinking them of being real, and then acting in accordance with that. But these things are only dreams, because we are not aware of the real nature of our experience, because we don't remember what we are doing. So the smriti, the essence, as the scriptures explain, as Abhidhamma explains, Abhidhamma Kosha, Yogacara Bhumi Shastra, the essence of this mindfulness is being established in that what we're doing. Being established in that what we're doing with the body, with the feelings, with the differentiations, and with the mental object. If we are established, we are safe. Our mind becomes clear. And we will know that the dream and fancy is just a fancy, and that the reality is something different from the fancy. And we will know what is good, and we will know what is bad for us. Good for us is to maintain a peaceful mind and clear mind. Bad for us is to get involved in all kinds of crazy ideas and crazy emotions. Unless you are established in what you're doing, you will always follow these crazy emotions and crazy ideas, and you will not get peace. So while listening to the Dharma, you will think about other things. While doing other things, you will think maybe about the Dharma. While boiling an egg, you may boil your finger. Because you are not established in what you're doing. According to Buddhism, the happiness comes from being established in what one is doing. The happiness comes from being united with what one is doing. When the mind is united with what it is doing, and when it does appropriate things, it is a happy mind. It is when the mind is not united with what it is doing and doing inappropriate things, it is unhappy mind. The secret of happy mind is mindfulness. Mindfulness means being established in what we are doing and knowing whether it is appropriate or not appropriate. As simple as that. People make it very complicated, but it is very, very simple. So you need counting, if you're not familiar with concentration, in order to establish yourself in what you're doing, that means observing the breath, and in order to do it effectively. Why do you want to observe the breath? Because you want to purify your mind. You want to separate your mind from defilement. When the mind is separated from defilement, it will become relaxed and happy. When it is not separated from defilement, it cannot relax and it cannot be happy. Even so, it thinks that it is happy, it is a delusion of happiness. It is no happiness. So the job of the wise man is to protect his mind from indulging in fancy, indulging in daydreaming, indulging in inappropriate thinking and feeling. And the one who does the job is precisely this memory or mindfulness. So counting is nothing else but establishing oneself in the object, which is the mindfulness. When you can do it, you will then experience the object fully. If you can't do it, you will not experience the object fully. So while doing meditation on breath, you will keep on thinking about other things, paying attention to other feelings than the feeling of the in-breath and out-breath, perceiving all kinds of fancies which will become more and more crazy as you go on meditating. So you should try now to be aware of this process. When you are aware, you can do well. When you are not aware, you will never do well. So unless you meditate, you will not be aware of the defilements of the mind and how to remove them. It is only when you meditate in this way that you will be aware of the defilements of the mind and how to remove them. When you establish yourself in the object of your feeling, of your perceptions and of your differentiation, which is, in case you meditate on breath, the long and short breath. This is where you should establish yourself. When you establish yourself there, you will get relaxation and happiness. When you cannot establish yourself there, you will get only frustration. Because you will try to control the breath, control the mind, and because you cannot do it, you will only be frustrated. That is why this first step is very important to understand. If you don't like counting, you can just remind yourself mindfully, breathe in, breathe out. So that when you do that, your mind will stay with what you're doing. If you don't do that, your mind will not stay with what you're doing. And when your mind does not stay with what you're doing, it is frustration. You are learning meditation on breath precisely to make also mind established in what you're doing in daily life. Then you will live happily. You will avoid all kinds of crazy situations, inappropriate feelings and thinking, because you can do it. Now you are training in that, by counting the breath or by reminding yourself mindfully, I am breathing in and breathing out. If you can do it successfully, and if you take interest in this meditation and you do it with passion and you do it with determination, the result will be that you will feel that as Patisambhidha Magga, Visuddhi Magga explains, in due to the effort to stay with the long or short in-breath and out-breath, you will start feeling comfortable with your object. If you don't make effort to stay with a long or short in-breath and out-breath, you will not be comfortable with your object. Because you will have to drag your mind by force back to the object, which will only cause you frustration. But if you are determined to stay with the object and do it in do it by virtue of mindfulness rather than by force, you will definitely after some time start to feel more and more comfortable with your object. This is the sign of the progress in shamatha. One who practices the shamatha, he becomes more and more comfortable with the object of meditation. And when the mind becomes comfortable with the object of meditation, it does not want to go anywhere else. Because it is the nature of our mind to stay with the object which gives us happiness, peace, fulfillment, and run away from the objects which give us frustration, worry, fears. But because we do not understand the nature of our perception, of our feeling, then we always try to run away from one object to another object. So, establishing yourself in the object of your feeling, of your perception, of your differentiation, is a base for wisdom. And is a base for concentration. Without establishing oneself in what one is doing, there is no question of concentration and there is no question of wisdom, as far as Buddhism is concerned. And when you have established yourself in observing the long or short in-breath and out-breath in one place, then the sensation of the long or short in-breath and out-breath will become very comfortable. And when the sensation of the long or short in-breath and out-breath becomes very comfortable, your body will become very comfortable and your mind will also become very comfortable. Then you will feel clarity and relaxation. When you feel more this clarity or relaxation, you will feel happy. The more you feel clarity and relaxation and happiness, the more subtle will become your breath and experience of your body and mind. The secret of this meditation is right there. When you are comfortable with in-breath and out-breath, when your mind becomes more subtle, you will be able to observe the whole process of in-breath and out-breath very clearly from the beginning to the end in one place. And your mind will become happy there, will become relaxed there, will become one-pointed there, will become equanimous there. That means not holding to the pleasant, not rejecting the unpleasant, but just watching. This is a condition of samadhi. And when you have samadhi, then you will be able to see precisely how the things are, otherwise not. I will not now talk more about the stages of samadhi, step by step. Now it's time to meditate. I have already finished my coffee and I have given some more information about how important it is to stay with the breath and make effort to stay with the breath. Visuddhimagga explains when the meditator makes effort to stay with the breath, he will experience, due to his effort, that more subtle breath and more subtle mind. When he experiences the more subtle breath and more subtle mind, he will experience happiness. When he experiences happiness, if this happiness has continuation, he feels fulfilled with what he is doing due to using more subtle mind. Due to this continuity of happiness in feeling, in perceiving, in differentiating the breath, he will feel his mind and the breath will become more, still more subtle. When his mind and breath will become more subtle, if his wisdom of pure observation becomes more developed, he will be able to detach from this more subtle mind and more subtle object. Let it go, and then he will be able to experience all these different stages of samadhi that are to be learned and use them for insight. We will talk about it more in the coming in today in the afternoon and tomorrow and then in Veracruz. But slowly, slowly, I hope you will be more and more clear what you're doing and do it with determination. Because if you can do it well, it will change certainly the quality of your daily life. This is just training for getting established in what you're doing. And getting established in what you're doing is real source of fulfillment. Am I, have I convinced you? Is it really so? So let us try and see if it really so. Give it. Would you like to take a short break before we start meditating? Okay, we can do 10 minutes break and then we start meditating. Huh?